The immunity bill proposed by the government is a revised version of a 2003 law, which at the time briefly halted Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's corruption trial before the Constitutional Court ruled that the law was unconstitutional. This time, the bill is likely to be approved swiftly by both houses of parliament, where the ruling centre-right government has solid majorities. Cabinet members such as Justice Minister Angelino Alfano have also expressed the hope that the opposition may not vote against the bill.
E si tratta di una proposta, di una ipotesi che regola.
Alfano said it is a proposal regulating the relations between Italy's top state officials and the courts during the time that they are in office, and therefore it should receive widespread parliamentary backing. Alfano insisted that the legislation will allow top officials to carry out their jobs without worries. Defense Minister Ignazio La Russa defended the bill, saying the new version takes into account all possible objections.
Io vorrei complimentarmi col ministro Angelino Alfano per il lavoro preciso.
La Russa complimented the justice minister, saying he had done a very thorough job to prepare a bill that cannot be criticized for being unconstitutional. The bill would effectively grant immunity from prosecution for the Italian president, the prime minister, and the speakers of both houses of parliament. It would also freeze the statute of limitations while the officials are in office. But members of the opposition were quick to criticize the cabinet's move and said it was an effort to protect Mr. Berlusconi, who is currently a defendant in a corruption trial in Milan.
Ritengo poi che un regime di immunità per le alte cariche dello Stato debba valere dalla prossima legislatura.
Fino Chiaro of the Opposition Democratic Party said this bill should not be valid until the next legislature because Italy would have in place a system that creates laws for the personal interests of the Prime Minister. She added that it would be less risky for Silvio Berlusconi to face his trial serenely. Antonio Di Pietro, a former magistrate who is one of Mr. Berlusconi's fiercest critics, said his Italy of Values party would put up the stiffest opposition to the immunity bill.
Noi dell'Italia dei Valori riproporremo un referendum per che vogliamo che i cittadini ci dicano
se. He said members of his party would re-propose a referendum because citizens must be given a say on whether it is right that those who govern us do not undergo trial if they are suspected of having been involved in corruption. Mr. Berlusconi, who has been dogged by legal troubles for 15 years, has been in a long-standing confrontation with the judiciary. The battle erupted again this week when the Prime Minister said some magistrates were politically driven and called them a cancer of democracy. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.